Global Mergers and Acquisitions, M&A, activity fell to a three-year low in 2020, as companies grappled with the financial fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic, even as deal-making came roaring back in the second half. The value of M&A globally dropped 5% year-on-year to $3.6 trillion, the lowest since 2017, according to a preliminary tally from financial data provider Refinitiv. There were 48,226 deals announced, compared with 50,113 deals last year. Technology, healthcare and financial services deals led the recovery after M&A activity plunged in the second quarter on concerns about global economic prospects. A stock market rally and access to cheap financing gave chief executives confidence to pursue transformative transactions again. And what, the biggest story has to be the enormous rebound we have experienced. Talk about dog years, we went through a 3 to 5 year cycle in just 6 months, and what, said Kerry Cockman, Citigroup Incorporated and number 39, S Global co-head of M&A. 8 of the year and number 39, S 10 biggest transactions were announced in the second half of the year. They included financial data provider S&A, P Global Incorporated and number 39, S $44 billion purchase of IHS Market Limited, AstraZeneca PLC and number 39, S $39 billion acquisition of US drug maker Alexion Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, and Salesforce.com Incorporated and number 39, S $27.7 billion deal for workplace messaging app Slack Technologies Incorporated. Dealmakers see the recovery picking up steam in 2021, with companies, private equity firms and special purpose acquisition companies, SPACs, all eyeing acquisitions. And what, the world is still a volatile place but the foundations are in place for one of the largest M&A years to date, and what, said Stefan Felgoise, global co-head of M&A at Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated. M&A A volume in the United States was down 23% at $1.4 trillion, accounting for close to 40% of global deal-making. Europe took second spot with $989 billion in M&A activity, up 35%, while the Asia-Pacific region came third with $872 billion, up 15%. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and number 39, S. administration is expected to adopt less protectionist policies and be less hostile to cross-border deals, including from China, some dealmakers said. And what, the change in U.S. administration may make people outside the U.S. feel more comfortable about investing in the United States, and what, said Alan Klein, co-head of M&A at law firm Simpson Thatcher. In Britain, Europe and number 39, S most active M&A market, dealmakers shrugged off concerns over Brexit, with $302 billion in deals, up 50% year-on-year. And what, Brexit does present risks but London will continue to enjoy many underlying advantages. Dealmakers trust the British judicial system and takeover regime and there are deep networks of lawyers, accountants and advisors that are not immediately replicable elsewhere, and what, said Alex Thomas, managing director for M&A in Europe at RBC Capital Markets. The key focus at the start of the year will be the US Senate runoff elections on January 5 in Georgia that will determine which party controls that chamber of Congress, and the fate of much of Biden and number 39's agenda, including proposed tax hikes. And what, whatever the Georgia Senate election result is, increased certainty is a helpful catalyst for M&A, and what, said Mark Caggiano, co-head of North America M&A, at JP Morgan Chase & Company. More leveraged buyouts. Private equity firms capitalized on the plentiful financing available and stepped up leveraged buyouts, with their deals up 20% at $570 billion. And what, they have a substantial amount of money to be deployed but they are also ready to prune some portfolio assets, especially those that have benefited from the crisis and are ripe for an exit, and what, said Berthold Fuest, co-head of investment banking coverage and advisory in EMEA at Deutsche Bank. The strong stock market rally has also emboldened activist hedge funds, which are increasingly teaming up with buyout firms. And what, until the end of the summer, there was simply no willingness by existing investors to back an activist campaign. Activism is coming back, as some funds want to use the market rebound to build new positions, and what, said JP Morgan and Number 39's global co-head of M&AMP, Ada Kalbasmir. Bankers are predicting another active year for SPACs, which were one of 2020 and Number 39's most popular investment vehicles. SPACs are shell companies that raise money through IPOs with the aim of buying a private firm. More than 200 SPACs raised over $78 billion this year, more than six times the previous record year. With SPACs typically buying companies around five times the size of their IPO, there could be some $300 billion of M&A in 2021 and 2022 by SPACs, according to a Goldman Sachs report. And what, the comfort level and understanding of what it means to combine with a SPAC, is something that is driving many companies to consider a SPAC merger, and what, said Kevin Brunner, co-head of US M&A at Bank of America Corporation.